And I did promise a very stacked show, and you know that trend is continuing. So I'm here with a woman named Julie Frager, who is the winner of the 2025 Archibald Prize with her work Flagship Mother Multiverse, which is an oil on canvas portrait painting. And we're just here to talk about just her work and how it all went down. And she's on the phone with me right now. Hello, Julie. How are we doing?
Hi, Max. I'm doing great.
That's good. Good to hear. So I guess my first question is, what is your relationship with the painting subject, Justine Williams?
So Justine and I work together at the Queensland College of Art and Design. I'm the program director and the head of painting there, and Justine's the head of sculpture. So we connect, I guess, that's where we became proper friends. We'd known each other in kind of a general way from the Sydney art scene in the 1990s. We both went to Sydney College of the Arts and emerged at roughly the same time.
Right,
so
right.
We've been aware of each other. We've got a long relationship, I guess.
Oh, fair enough. So the inspiration, I guess, behind the name and the materials you chose to work with, was there any particular like impetus for that?
So the way the painting's put together is pretty straightforward way that I normally work in across a lot of pictures. So I work from photographs and I work also from drawings. So when I was thinking of making a painting of Justine, I was always probably going to do it in that sort of monochromatic way that I work.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make a painting that looked like somebody who was a master of a universe, I guess. So she's in the lower part. I mean, for those on the radio won't be able to, maybe they've seen it, but there's a lot of objects in the lower part of the canvas, and she's has her arms up like some kind of celestial being, and I wanted there to be a sense of her being, in a way, in control of that. So that's how the painting came together.
Okay, fair enough. So would you be able to sort of shed light, like without giving too much away, I guess, would you be able to shed light on any sort of small clues or like Easter eggs that you've put into the painting, or is that not something you're really doing?
Yeah, sure. I guess the main Easter egg, you say, is that there's a picture of Justine's daughter in the lower left hand.
Okay.
So I started with this idea of wanting her to be a master of a creative universe. And as the painting developed, I started to think actually Justine's life is more multifaceted than just having to deal with all of this artwork that she produces. And she did a performance in New Zealand called Making Do Rhymes with Poo, and actually she's doing another iteration of that performance at Contemporary Art Tasmania right now.
Right.
And as that whole project was about how do we navigate, I guess particularly as women, but, you know, as artists generally, our families as well as our day job, as well as our studio practice. And so that little figure of Justine, of Honor in the lower left-hand corner was, I guess, a nod to that fact in Justine's life and the theme of that performance.
Oh, fair enough then, and I mean that's pretty cool that Justine's daughter is sort of immortalized, I guess, in a painting, which is sort of a cool thing. So when you entered the running for the Archibald, how did you feel exactly when you actually got the news that you'd actually won? Because it's a pretty big deal for a lot of artists.
It's a massive deal, and I still can't believe it. So on the morning of, I got the call around 8:15, but I'd been told ahead of time that if I didn't get the call at 7, I could go back to sleep, but, you know, all bets were off and I could enter again next year.
Yeah.
So when I did get the call from Maud Page, I was completely stunned, and I still just feel so profoundly grateful for you. I can't even tell you.
Sure. And it's currently hanging up in the Art Gallery of New South Wales at the moment. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it's a great hang, actually. So it's as you come into the main space, you walk through the Sulman Prize, which has been beautifully curated by Elizabeth Tooley, who's a brilliant Sydney-based artist. And you'll see Gina Hearns winning work from the Sulman straight ahead. And then you'll turn left and right in front you can see my portrait hanging straight ahead. And Beatrice Grolton, who curated the exhibition, has done a brilliant job. I'm really pleased with that position of the work. And it's due to tour into various venues after Sydney as well, so people outside of Sydney will be able to see the show.
Oh, that's excellent. Good to hear it, Julie. Thank you. And thank you once again for coming on the show. And like I said, it's hanging until the 17th of August, yeah?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, cool. Well, thank you for coming on the show, Julie, and wish you all the best.
My pleasure, Mark. See you later.
No worries. Thank you. Yeah, and that was Archibald 2025 Archibald Prize winner Julie Frager talking to us about her new painting, Flagship Mother Multiverse. And as we said there, it's hanging up in the Art Gallery of New South Wales until the 17th of August. And yeah, that's pretty much it, really. And it's always good to, I don't know, the Art Gallery is a good space, man. I enjoy it.